Icicle, mommy dearest.
Hello, it's your girl, Kaya.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we amplify conversations one thought at a time. I know I ate it up with that slogan.
If you're listening on Spotify, Kaya recently ate a pepper. That's me right now. And that's on my voice. Now I'm joking, guys. It's level. It's level.
Yeah, it's level, guys. I don't think he needs an introduction.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't
like
think so.
Y'all know him. He's on the network. One, yeah. 2, 3.
But if they don't, I'm Lebo Rampedi everywhere, including TikTok. Rampedi Lebo, Rampedi Lebo, Rampedi Lebo, at Lebo Rampedi Lebo, at Rampedi Lebo.
Follow.
You guys see how beautiful Mpo looks today? I was like, yo, did you look stunning?
Thank you so much.
She's got this thing. I was telling her the last time I saw her, I was like, yo, you have this thing. I don't know. You've been dressing beautiful. You look beautiful. Like, am I wrong? Am I the only one? Look at someone on the camera seeing through. Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
Nah,
thank you so much for hyping me. Yeah. Thank you so much. I think it's because I've been single.
Also, marketing.
Your lights.
And then dim your lights.
A bad man dims your lights.
I saw there's a TikTok trend going on right now with like what he took away from me. And then it shows like woman's body. She'll show her body like thick and stuff. And mm-hmm. then after,
oh, yes,
she dates the guy.
The
you know what I'm talking about?
The video, yes, the yes, I saw that video. Yes. I was like, girl. And then yes. she just sees an old mutual comment. Was it old mutual?
Oh, oh no. Avob. At the funeral plan. They're like, we nearly heard you.
I was so dead.
We nearly had you in.
I was so dead.
Yeah.
Not as to say.
So I get
not
it.
As to say that what she went through.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, Shum. Yeah, no, bad men will like take dim your light. I'm like, it's not singleness, guys. Yeah. I think it's getting to an acceptance of what life is.
No, I just think you're getting older and more mature. You're becoming
That's
more of a woman.
That's true. Yeah. I saw you were talking with your episode with Tato. Yeah. That
don't act like you watch Seated, guys. She doesn't watch Seated at all. She must have
do watch Seated.
She's watched maybe one episode
not consistently, but to be fair, I can't watch Seated consistently because they are inconsistent.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So what did you see?
When you were talking about like how like you dressed and how you evolved from 2 years. Yeah, like I'm talking about the episode I
obviously right now I don't got that shit on, but like I've got my mature look today on.
Like, yeah, I was like, is he ready for Thought Digest? Is it the Thought Digest look?
I don't know. I wanted to be mature today.
You know what I mean? You see, we bring out the best in people.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
true.
So they're like, yeah, so I guess it's a part of growth because when I was thinking about it, when you guys were talking, I was like, oh my God, the me I was 2 years ago is not the me I am today. Like the way I dress, the way I hold myself, the way I speak, it's not the same person. Do I think the evolution was a good one?
Yeah.
Yes. And I hope I continue to grow even more beautifully. I can't wait to see myself at 25. I feel like if nobody marries me by 25, it's shy.
If you're still on this trajectory, I'm sure you'll be in Dubai, happily married, vacation home and everything.
That's what I was like, if I'm not married,
it's
going to be, it's shy. Because it'll be girls trip Dubai. Girls trip Paris.
I don't see that for you. Greece. You're too beautiful for those things. I'm telling you, like, on God.
Do you not see like the struggle of like beautiful women like getting
you tell us
like, I was literally in the lift I was like speaking to this guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like to me, it was really cold that day, and then he's like, where's your man type of thing. I'm like, do you think if I had a man I'd be here having a conversation with you?
Yeah.
And then he's like, and then he laughed about it, and then he was just mentioning, he's like, why then are you single? And I'm like, I don't know, do I look like some, he was like, are you single by choice or single by like not choice? And I'm like, do I look like someone who's single by not having a choice? Toot. And then he's like, fair, but then beautiful women are very intimidating. And I asked him, did I intimidate you? And he said yes. And I was like,
I feel like you're not intimidating at all. Like, you're very soft. You feel me? You're a very soft babe. Like, I feel like you just need like a man.
And I'm not around circles with these men. Like, the industry, dalalo.
What do you mean? At school, you should find someone that's studying, you know, like...
But they're kids.
Like, the problem is you don't wear a toque and take an umbrella to campus and wear a dress up to here. If you did, you would have been married 3 years ago.
That is so real because like, there's this guy in my class who's...
Oh, yeah. Handsome.
So, yo, wow.
Like he's cute.
No, he's a beautiful man.
Okay.
And I saw him, like he also stays in my rears and he's in my class. And then I was telling my friends, I'm like, oh my God. And he saw me the first time at rears. And then he saw me again on campus, but I was still crusty that day. And I'm like, oh my God, why is it every time he sees me, I'm crusty? And then my friend is like, be glad he's seen you like this. This is when he'll approach you. If yeah. he sees you how you normally yeah. run, I'll shy for you, my sister. So what's up with that? Okay, no, actually, I'm going.
Yeah, you're going. I was about to say, why do women plot, bro? Like, just go speak to the brew. You saw him on Tuesday, you saw him on Wednesday, you saw him on Thursday. Go no, talk to this I guy. To okay, but I get you.
But
sorry.
Anyways, what's your life update?
My life update.
Love. Why did you want to update us on love?
I said life. I just mispronounced it. Life update. I don't need really, you go first. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what to speak on.
We had to do like a self-reflection. I'm back at school. I think my holiday was like barely 2 weeks. Because yeah, we closed.
We're talking about this.
We closed later than everybody and opened earlier than everybody. Yeah. Honors.
Give so context. Oh, yeah. I was about to give
honors,
context.
Honors. Yeah. Like I'm an honors student. So, the schedule is.
But that means you're also going to finish first. When you finish at the end of the day, you're going to finish first.
Yes. Because my last paper is on the 23rd of October.
Very nice. And November, then, December off.
Yes.
You see?
Rockstar off. Watch the ads. Interact. Share. Buy your live show tickets. Everything. So I can be up this December, guys. Don't you want to see me in Cape Town? Don't I deserve to be in Dubai?
You do.
I do, guys.
She does.
So please watch the ads. But anyway, so we're doing a self-reflection. And when we're reflecting, when we're doing a self-reflection of our papers. Yeah. And I did so dismally on some of them. And it was like hurtful. Because I thought I performed better. Yeah. And so to do dismally, I was like...
can always be so disappointing.
Yeah, I was like, why? And I'm like, this is my second attempt. Why am I still struggling? Yeah. And then, so I got sad. And then I packed my suitcase. And then I went to my friend's place, who's like my older sister. And that's why I don't have jewelry today, because she doesn't have jewelry.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, usually you've got
but
earrings.
Like earrings this size. Big. I know we have bangles. I know we have rings.
This big.
But today I'm very simple. Shame. I was trying to like fit in with Lebo. I'm just kidding.
Don't say that, mommy. Don't say that, mommy. I'm wearing a bracelet. I've got jewelry. Nothing on your fingers. I'm wearing earrings.
Oh,
come
no,
on.
Yeah, no, you ate
like, come
you,
on, girl.
You,
like,
you ate me. Up.
Accessorize.
You ate me.
You know, that's the key. I feel like that's the key to every, like,
outfit. Yes.
If you have the right accessories, yes, you can make any outfit look fly.
Yes.
Like, low key.
You really can. Because I remember Durban July happened, and I was seeing some of the outfits, and there was this Hope.
Yeah.
You know, Hope. Her dress was so beautiful, but it looked bland because she didn't accessorize enough.
Who was your, you guys are gonna say Level So Sassy, but I do know, I was actually checking dresses and stuff. Who was your favorite dress? Mira Sarah. Oh, she was in a suit, pantsuit?
Yeah, no, that was so cool.
I like the
Scottani thing. Yeah. Oh my God, that was so cool. For me, it was definitely, I think I have a top two.
Okay, yeah.
There's
one lady that wore like a faituk dress also. I was that was nice.
You know what I liked about her? She wore like she's going to the Durban July.
Yes,
she
yes.
wore like somebody who's going to watch horse racing, you know, but she still incorporated
the
theme.
The theme was Marvels of Mzansi. Guys, people are going to say I'm sassy. Like, I know what's happening in the girls.
No. Shame. How am I forgetting this person? But let me just say
name one of them.
Let me just say the other person. Definitely Spore.
Okay.
The only thing I didn't like about the outfit was the cape.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the cape. But the outfit itself, I liked it because like who thought of making a dress from
you're talking about the TikToker Han, eh?
Yes.
The one that she did the
dress
by the taxi.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that dress too.
Yeah, the dress and
I
everything.
I didn't like the cape too.
I didn't like the cape, but I like the dress.
But I like the dress and like the fabric of that big bag.
What do you call that bag, guys? Never fool.
My China.
No, but it's not known as that also.
Yeah, that's very derogatory. Yes, that's a derogatory term.
I forgot what it's called in Xhosa, but my friends call it something. Yeah. Okay. But like, I liked how she interpreted that. So for me, that she's one of them. I definitely also liked...
I really liked. He had like activists and... I forgot his name.
Was
he's an actor.
An idol? No.
I don't know. He's an actor.
An actor?
Yeah, he was an actor. But like, I realized that like, and this is another thing I want to say, like the girlies really showed up for like this.
They did.
Yeah, compared to like all the years and whatever.
Because you can name so many favorites.
Oh, who the? Mikali. I liked Mikali.
Yes, Mikali's one was
Mikali's
really
dress was fire. Wakanda forever.
Like taking the Wakanda Marvel playing on that.
So I'm really into fashion. I need to do some disclaimers before the woman DM me and say, level, you gay. Like,
no, why would they
I'm really, 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 really into fashion.
It was on everybody's timeline.
Like, really. really. No, no, I was tapped in. Not
like you, you sexed and you went through every look like the rest of us. You
were like, I wanted to see, like, you know, even though I do it at the Met Gala also, because I love to see how people interpret
different themes. Yes. Yeah, like, yes, yes. I think the only dresses that disappointed me were the people who took the protea, the flower route.
Yeah.
Number one, they didn't even depict the protea properly. It didn't look like the protea. The protea is not fully pink.
Yeah.
And they just had pink flowers all over
their
dresses. I'm
trying to think which flower dress that I like. I didn't really like. None of them
really.
I didn't like Seema's fit. I'm not going to lie to you.
Did she try though?
I didn't think it was fire. But like, I understand. I understand.
I think she went to Durban July. Like, she wasn't there to like.
Yeah, it's fine. That's fine. That's why I said I understand.
Like, so. She didn't try, you know.
I know she can put that shit on. So that's why I was like.
Yes, she definitely can put that shit on. I feel like she was just like, maybe it was even a last minute gig.
Yeah. Because from some of the pieces that people were bringing up, I'm like, dude, this took.
Yes, they planned it from Jan.
Yeah.
From January.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
We were sitting and we're thinking about it, and we were like, this is how I'm going
to
do
it. That's what I'm trying to say. So when I saw that one, I was like, ah, dude, that's a bit. And I always get disappointed when it's like a content creator because that reflects all of us.
You know, but then, you know, then I realized that it's actually a her problem and not everybody else's problem.
Because I like Zila's suit.
Other content creators, yes. Yeah. Zila's suit was dope.
Zila's suit was very nice.
Other content creators there who looked amazing. Yeah, yeah. You had Spo who looked amazing.
Spo was amazing.
You had, guys. He was wearing denim.
Kagiso.
Kagiso, yes. Kagiso's one of my favorites. He ate. He looked amazing. So you have...
That denim one was a deep message, though. Like, a lot of people wouldn't get it because it's like denim is very tied to South African culture from the past and etc. So a lot of people, I feel like they didn't understand
missed the denim culture. But like, you see, those people came and ate. Yeah. So it's not influencers or our industry who can't come.
Guys, I'm really on a female podcast. We're talking about the Vangela.
Okay, guys. Okay, let's go into this first topic because it's looking like no life is being updated.
Sorry, my life updates. Okay, I'll say quickly. I was broke. I got a bit of cheese. I was like, too. I'm very happy about that. So I'm a bit stable now. One thing that I'm really excited for is the live show.
Uh-huh.
Excited in the sense that, like, I'm just excited to go out after.
It's
going
to be up, y'all.
It's going to go up. So I'm excited to just see everyone, like, turned up. I'm excited to see Mummy drunk. I'm excited to see Tabang lit. So, yeah. I love grooves. I love seeing people at grooves. So.
No, guys, I left groove.
You used to love groove.
Hey? I used to love groove. I still do. I just was too... You know when you go to groove so often that even the bouncers are like, sure, boy. Yeah, like it was getting out of hand. Yeah. Like, you can't be that comfortable with me. Like, and now when I go to my old spots, they're like, we haven't seen you in so long. Like, everybody comes and greets me, the waiters, we haven't seen you in so long.
At least you're a good woman.
And I'm just like,
they haven't seen you so long. Like, you're a good woman.
We haven't seen you in so long. Like, why don't you come? And I'm like, I was here too often to the point where when you see me, you miss me.
Even know what song's coming up next.
You see? So I needed to leave it for a while, but I'm excited for the after party. The live show itself, I'm very nervous. At first I was nervous of feeling up the like whether people would buy the tickets. I was first nervous about that, but then our tickets sold. We didn't even get time to do promo before they started selling. Yeah. And I feel like that's what discouraged us into doing the promo, because it didn't feel like a need, because you guys are real ones buying tickets just from us saying
it's the jesties. What are the
jesties? Jesties. So many jesties are in the comments saying, can't wait to see
y'all.
And
I know the real tickets are being bought by the jesties.
Yes.
Illegally, we would say for free.
Yes.
The majority of that crowd be waiting for Thought Digest. That's why we put seats in first.
You switched to the lineup.
No, I'm just joking.
Okay, because I'm excited to go first. I just want to get it.
I think we're going first. I think we're going first. I swear to you, I think we're going first. I know the Jesties are coming. We must save them for last. Otherwise, we're going to leave after you guys.
No, you're lying. No, I think everybody's just excited to see the network.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm excited to see the Jesties. I was nervous about filling up the seats, but. Yo, but the tickets, that's sorted. Like, the tickets will be sold out in my mind by the end of this week.
I was saying by next week, I don't think we even have tickets. We'll even have to start selling the tickets we have.
For family and stuff to people. Yeah, I think so too. So that nerve went away. And then now it's just like, I hope I entertain you guys.
Yeah.
Like, I hope I'm able to interact with you guys. And you guys are like, oh no, we wasted our money. Because people spent their hard-earned money.
No, Mpo. You're something special, Mpo. When you speak, you know, like, people engage with you. They love what you say. And that's going to come out on the stage. You need to be confident in yourself. I believe in you.
Oh, thank you.
If you don't believe in yourself, I'll remind you on the day. Don't
worry. Like, you got this. Yeah. But also, another thing I'm very nervous about is crying. I feel like I'll cry like 5 times during our segment. Same. Like, I'm like, so... so... by the way... guys, please don't say anything sentimental when we give y'all the line.
We love you so much.
I feel like I'll cry before we get to the stage. I'll cry on the stage.
You must have like, what do women do when they cry and they have makeup on? You're supposed to say something.
So right? My makeup artist is coming. Okay. So she's gonna be there to just make sure I look good the whole time.
Oh, so she's gonna like fix you
up. Yes, touch ups and everything. And I was so happy she offered, guys. Y'all gonna see my glam on the day and support her business. Yeah. So I'm very excited.
I wish I could have like a barber on the side every time I come.
Like, this is like. Okay, guys, let's get into girl chat. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm super excited.
So this month is our month where we talk about sex and sexuality. Yeah. When I told Levu about it, Levu was like, oh, I'm not scared. You don't even have to give me the episode before I got this. And I'm I believe in you. So the girl chat segment is Big Brother and Big Sister advice.
Yeah.
Healthy sex practices and staying safe.
Yeah.
Okay. What are some things you wish someone told you earlier?
Oh, I see where you're going. Like, okay, cool. When I was young, I went to an all-boys school. I need to give context.
Yeah.
I went to an all-boys school. So I thought vaginas were cold. I thought many things. I thought sex is something that you do after marriage only. I thought people only had sex after marriage. I didn't know kids were having
sex around you.
Sex around me. I didn't know the people you guys were seeing as. So for me, what I wish that like someone told me was like, yo, dude, listen, there's actually a lot of power when it comes to sex. Like, sex is like it's an activity that can birth life, right? So it has a very good importance, but also equally to that birthing life, it has a lot of pleasure, you know. And a lot of people are going to try convince you, or try have sex with you, or you will try to have sex with people. Mm-hmm. But always just be mindful of being respectful. Always be mindful of the fact that your counterpart will also want sex. Because I also didn't know that women wanted sex when I was young.
See, and that's what we were tackling on our previous episode. And then men are like, no, men have testosterone. I'm like, women have testosterone too. Just not at the same levels as you guys. Yeah. And we also have another hormone that's responsible for our sex drive, estrogen. So, like, where does that thing come from? Like, you guys think
I don't know. I think it's because, like, when we're young and we're flirting with you guys are so not responsive. So, it's like, they're definitely not horny. Because I'm only flirting with you because I'm horny.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, when you're a kid, everything is based on, like, I want to say emotion and you know how creative you are and like how absorbed pornography as a young man is,
how much you've
how absorbed you get by pornography and stuff. So and then you speak to a girl and you know you touch her, you say hey,
and she's like
she's just taught to be but inside she feels she wants to rip you apart.
No, guys, it really be like that. And when when I was speaking about in a snippet that like it's okay for women to desire sex because we were built for that same exact desire. Otherwise, why would we have a whole reproductive system that allows for that action, you know? And I was like, the only reason why we maybe aren't as loud about our desire is because society has forced us and pushed us in a corner where we're forced to be, like to have more, what is it called? Restraint?
I want to say like be more reserved.
I guess maybe that's also.
What about you though? A young version of you.
Oh, shame. I spoke about this on our previous episode.
Where the hood niggas at? Get your hood niggas.
I wish when I was younger, I wish somebody like didn't just like, I think if the reason why we're having this conversation with our audience is what I lacked when I was younger.
Okay.
So it was a matter of the only version of sex and the only conversation of sex that is had with women is that wait until marriage.
No ways.
Yes.
So no one ever, so you're saying there was no ever like an older girl
like
that was like, yo, chief, the last night I had sex.
You see, they were, they are those people, but it's, can you see, we don't have good influences.
Yeah.
In the church, in our communities, in the places where we can get a healthy idea or a healthy notion about sex, they don't want to have it with us. And then the world is so ready to have that in conversation with us.
Yeah.
So the information on sex that we have is worldly. It's the worldly version of it.
Definitely.
It's the version of do this thing, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And even when they're trying to encourage you to go and do this action, nobody is telling you the consequences.
Yeah.
This side, all they scream is one consequence, you will go to hell. Yeah. This side, all they're saying is like, no, but everybody's doing it. So like, yes, we have like a lack of information. And going into something with a lack of information, you're not going to make the best decisions.
So did you also have the perception of like, you should only have sex when you get married? I did for a long time.
Yes, I also did for a very long time. Really? Because remember, I grew up in the church.
So when you broke it, one second. When you broke it, that means that you knew that this thing might take me to hell, and you still did it.
But then that's the thing. You see, when I said that, in the previous episode, I said that it's not really a big threat. Because you told, it's you not. Lie, you go to hell.
Yeah.
You steal, you go to hell. Hell. Like we stole when we were younger.
Cheats, you go to hell.
Yes, you swear, you don't respect, you don't obey your mother and father. There's so many commandments that we break on a daily.
Yeah.
And we are told all these things are going to take you to hell.
Yeah.
So then now, I'm still alive, I don't know hell, I'm stealing, and I didn't get caught. I stole, I didn't get caught. I lied, I didn't get caught. Okay. So it's not a big...
But what for you convinced you to get out of your faith and be like, let me have sex for the first time?
I think, to be honest, I was manipulated. My first sexual encounter was not a positive one.
Oh, okay.
It was not a positive one. It was a lot of manipulation. Yeah. You know, false promises, thinking that, oh my God, this boy is going to love me, the love of my life. Literally.
Going to love you forever.
Love me forever. I literally thought that.
How old are you? How old are you that you believe in boys that they're going to love you forever?
No, why are you hitting me like
I need to wake you up. Wake up.
I'm very much awake. I'm very much awake. Life woke me up. But you met me when I was 18. Did I seem like somebody who was...
No.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. So I was tricked. And funny enough, he broke my virginity the following day.
Why do women say broke?
That's also another thing. We also established that in our previous episode.
Sorry. I'm going to watch the previous episode.
Please do.
I told you to send me the link and you didn't send it.
It's not our shit for you.
Okay.
In our previous episode, we spoke about the terminology used. Broke, take, all those things.
Which is so wild.
Yes, which makes it seem like when you give it away, you have nothing left. No, you should have watched our previous episode. It came out yesterday.
No, I asked you to send me the link. You said to me that I'll send you the link when it drops.
And I did say that.
You literally said that. Verbatim.
I'm sorry.
Verbatim, but it's fine.
I'm sorry, Byron.
I'm going to still watch it.
So basically, I was speaking about that terminology, I think it's so indoctrinated in us that we just use it. But then when I was no longer a virgin anymore, how it happened, I was manipulated, 1, 2, 3, promises. And then literally the following day, the guy posted his girlfriend, I didn't know existed, and said, love of my life, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and literally went MIA. I never spoke to him again.
Because this is Africa. Zamina.
So you see, sex education is important. And proper conversation about it to prevent young girls falling into traps and stuff. Let me ask you a question.
Sorry. I'm so used to being a podcast. I'm sorry.
Okay. What does safe sex mean beyond condoms?
For me, like as a man, when we speak about safe sex, right? Mm-hmm. It literally ends at the condom. I'm not gonna lie to you. A lot of men, like, if you're not condomizing, like, we just assume the worst. Like, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, we live in a culture where everyone is having sex with each other. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
You'll tell me when I'm wrong.
I'll correct you.
So a lot of people have sex with each other. And for men, protection literally ends
at a condom.
That's it.
Wow, that's crazy.
But...
So you guys don't think about safe sex emotionally, mentally?
No, all those things? No. This is a physical activity. You know what I mean? I must say this though, every time that... Because there's different types of men. Because my brother says that he can't have sex with anyone that, like, he doesn't have
an emotional.
Emotion with. And then some of my friends are like, oh, that the thing doesn't matter. One size fits all. It's the truth. One size fits all.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to teach you something.
Yes,
say.
Yes.
So for the men that believe in emotion.
Mental, emotional.
Yes. For them, safe sex. Inali.
Other layers.
Yeah. Inali, I hope she's happy right now. Inali, I hope she's comfortable.
There's safety. Boundaries. There's
and then
thingies.
The other side is more like, does she want me? I know she want me.
I want her.
So let's just do what we gotta do. Cause you want me, I want you. It's a simple, simple activity. What about crazy. What about women and feel? How do you make men feel safe during sex? How do you make men feel safe?
I am gagged by these questions. I think it's because you guys don't. That's why we have you today. You guys don't speak about any other layers besides like the physical. Like it's a woman who says, these are my boundaries. Mm. This is what I need to feel. This is where I need to be. Like this is the timeline I want before engaging in sex. Yeah. And then for Luna, there's no one who's bringing up that conversation. So we never really think about it. And that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. So you need to understand, for women, sex is like Wi-Fi. And then for men, sex is like a LAN cable. LAN cable, I connect, it starts internet speed immediately. Women, you still need to put password. You still need to discover. Hey, where's the password for the Wi-Fi? You need to get the... And then you connect. And then
the bars also
LAN
need to
cable,
be high.
You connect straight. You know what I mean? So I feel like for women, you guys really... And this is what I really like admire about human culture and everything, like how different things can be. Women were like I want to say indoctrinated to believe that like sexual desire cannot be the end all and be all of a sexual interaction with someone.
Yeah.
They always believe it's something more.
It's mental. It's emotional. Spiritual.
And
physical.
And I've seen that a lot of the girls that like I thought that we were just going to have a sexual interaction and that's it. They always, and I mean always, have emotions after. And I always just ask myself why, like, why is this occurring? And I realize it's because it's exactly what you're saying. Like, they have so many more layers of sex compared to the average man that I didn't have. You feel me? At
Do
that point.
Do you have those layers now?
I think the only layer that I've unlocked now in sex is that sex can be so beautiful if you're in love. You know what I mean?
Okay.
My first experience of sex was very positive. So I've never had, like...
negative.
I have had negative experiences of sex. Mm. I've had... horrible. Not in a performance. Performance wasn't the issue. But I don't know how I even forgot what I was saying now. My goodness.
At the moment.
Yeah. But no, performance was never an issue in my sex life. But I do think that like...
the mental, emotional.
Yes. And I want to explain something to you actually. And it's kind of like a drug in men. I want to say something like...
okay.
I'm talking about the men. I told you there's two sides
of men.
There's the connection and then there's the...
physical.
One size fits all.
Yeah.
Sure. In the one size fits all, what happens in men is that they get used to having sexual relationships with women they don't have any connection with, they don't see any value in them from a young age, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll explain. For example, when I first had sex, I was lucky enough to be in a relationship, right? But a lot of the people that had sex for the first time, they weren't dating, not even dating the partner that they had. Mm-hmm. So it starts from a young age in a man's life that, okay, I can have sex without dating. That's the first step. Oh, let me say, I can have sex without marriage.
Without emotional connection, without mental connection.
Yes, then you have sex. And you're like, oh, I can have sex without the emotional connection.
Mm.
Then you have sex again. You're like, I'm literally not having sex for pleasure. And that's why men, when you ask them, what's your body count? It can be so high.
Mm.
Because they have this addiction to constantly just have pleasure now without connection. You feel me? So that when they do have pleasure of connection, it's so scary to them that they start ghosting, they start... acting, what that? I'm telling you the psychology of a man now. I'm giving you the inside memo.
So everybody needs the sex education podcast that we're doing right now. Wow, that is so insane.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question that I've always wanted to ask women.
Okay. About,
I know you have your or not. I know.
Depends.
No, I want to ask you guys. Where do you guys learn to have sex? I've had sex with like a couple of women, right?
Yeah.
Different performances. Each individual performance was different.
Yeah.
Where do you guys learn to have sex?
I think like where men learn how to
have
sex. So
porn also.
Pornography,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
There's actually, funny enough, there are a lot of women who are addicted to porn.
Yeah, I know that.
Like, porn addiction is very high amongst women.
I was shocked by that, by the way. The first time I met a girl who said, like, I watch porn every day. I was like, ah, I must be a jita.
Yeah, because it's so, like, it's so weird for women to have sexual desire that you guys wouldn't understand women being addicted to porn. Yes. And because it's such a, like, a shamed thing of women having sexual desire, the women who are addicted to porn can't even come forward and say that, hey, this is an addiction, or look for help, or go and 1, 2, 3. So, yeah, so same place as every other man.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, let me ask my questions.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, I lost the plot.
So you also watch porn when you were young? Sorry, I'm just like...
Yes.
How young were you, like...
Yo, guys.
You won't guess my age.
Yo, guys.
Can I guess yours?
Yeah, you can guess mine.
You were definitely a teen already, like 13.
Yeah, like around then. How old were you?
I was like 11. Like 10, 11, yeah.
For me, it was so weird. Oh, guys, oh, I'm about to expose people.
Keep in mind, I'm a late bloomer for men, by the way. Me saying 11 is like me saying 18 for men. Some niggas are exposed at 8, 9. Yes!
Oh, my God.
But yeah, anyways, yeah.
Okay. Where are you with sex? Mentally, do you think you there at the connection mentally? Or you just establish emotional and physical?
Okay, so when I was in university, my ideology about sex was that I need to be good at sex.
Okay.
Let me start there. Okay. Let me start there. Okay. Because for men, performance, I said this in the podcast we did with Sama the other day. I was saying men are rewarded based on the performance that they have in life, right? Mm. So... performance for us is everywhere, like even in sex. So I used to strive for myself to be good at sex, which is why I think I led down a negative road of having multiple partners, having sex with multiple women, etc. You know, not multiple guys, like thousands and hundreds. Now, guys, let's calm down. Something like 1, 2, 3. Yeah. anyways.
Carry on.
Anyways, and then you get into your adult life and you start dating. And you start dating seriously. And you date and you have sex with someone you have a connection with. And you're like, wow, this is nice. But then you have sex with that person over and over and over and over again. And then the sex can get a bit, you know, stale.
Yeah.
And then you end up having sex 4 times in a day to having sex once a moon.
What's a moon for guys? 3 days?
14. It's 14 days.
Okay.
A moon. Once a moon.
A full moon.
A full moon. Once a full moon.
Okay.
And now I'm realizing that this is a tool of connection. It's a tool of a way to express your love to someone. Now I understand its effects on people. I honestly do believe in soul ties. I know people are like, no, soul ties don't exist. I have many soul ties with many of some people, a group of small talented individuals that experienced me. That
okay,
and
okay.
I feel like in today's age, like I really do understand more of, like, I want to say the effects of sex.
Sex, yes, the more mental, than, the emotional, yeah, the
more
spiritual.
Than the output. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
Oh, shame. Like, women, we, and like,
from day one.
Day one, like, emotion. Bro, that's why you had
it
to.
Can't be.
That's why you had to trick me into doing it. Yeah, that's why I had to be tricked into breaking it, because the mental needed to be there. The emotional needed to be there. I think the spiritual, I only, like, became aware of it and conscious of it when I got older. And I think that's part and parcel why I'm not a very sexually active person, because I'm not trying to collect ties. Like, I'm not trying to go around collecting, like, spiritual ties. And also, I feel like it's harder to stay in marriage or stay in long committed relationships when you've so many sexual partners in the past. Because then you're looking and you're craving for that something new, that's something nice, that's something 1, 2, 3. So you're not willing to work through. You see, you saying it gets stale and you're like, damn, it's stale.
Yeah.
But if that was your only partner, how would you know it's stale?
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, all of the things that I'm saying in men, it creates a thing that me and Tata was talking about, lust. And like how men have to outgrow lust at some point in life.
Yes, and you need to pray that away, guys. That's a full on.
Yeah, you can pray it away, man.
Yeah, no shame, guys. A lot of things.
I'll try that one.
Yeah, like, it's very spiritual, guys. You need to, like,
try that one.
Pray that shit away.
I want to ask you something, because you said you've had the same mentality since day one.
Yeah.
What about your horniness, like, as you grow older? Like, because for men,
it amplifies. It grows really? As we grow. Yeah, like, our horniness grows as we grow. Like, in this season of, like, guys, this is full on transparency. We're on Thought Digest. We love real chesties.
I'm being honest. Like, this is what I'm asking.
In full on transparency, in the season of my, is it celibacy or abstinence? I'm not sure the difference. I've been fighting so many demons.
That's why you look at the hermit inside.
We've fighting so many demons. And you know what's so crazy, right? Full on disclosure. I'm now thinking like God is intervening, because when every time like I speak to a guy and I like a guy and it gets to the place where I'm no longer like trying to stay celibate, stay abstinent, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to get physical with this person. Yeah. Something happens.
Like something goes wrong.
Something goes wrong. And it doesn't even take like a week for it to go wrong. Like same day type of go wrong. Like the moment like my mind shifts in the other way. And it happened so often. I literally only clocked the pattern like a week ago when I was having a conversation with my friend. I'm like, oh, this is looking like divine intervention. Mm. And it's looking like, it's looking like maybe I'm a very lustful being and God needs to deal with that in me before I can become somebody's other half.
I definitely think I'm a lustful being, like, on God. Mm. Like, I think I've always been like that. Like, I feel like there's certain people that, like, are swayed to lust a bit easier than others.
Yeah, it's like, we all have like I know people who are gluttonous. Yes. I know people who are
lazy. The people that are lazy more than others.
Yes. I know people like we all fighting something as like people, sin, you know. Yeah. But I feel like lust is such a difficult one to fight, because it's the one that for some reason gives you the most shame.
Yes.
So you don't speak about it. And when you don't speak about it, you're not getting the right people to come and like now like help you deal with it and want to do. Go to the church and say you lustful as a woman. Mazokubuka sideways. Like they will start to, the mamas and the aunties will start gossiping about you, 1, 2, 3.
But it shouldn't be like that.
Though. Exactly.
Because they're also having sex. Exactly. And they're also participating
besides
in sex.
Besides that, what happens is when you are put in a place of shame and self-isolation, then that's where it grows. That's where it festers.
It's misinformation.
It's misinformation. Mm. So it's like a thing of like, hey, man, we gotta break those things. And that's why we have these platforms.
Yeah.
Let's go to our game. Okay, I think we've spoken enough.
Okay. No problem.
So today's game.
It's your show, girl. You tell me.
Guys, let me give you practical tips before we close the girl chat. Okay. Firstly, guys, create boundaries for yourself. Like, figure out what are your personal boundaries and try and stick with them. Because I feel like if you create a boundary and then you allow someone to break it, it kind of reflects on your self-respect. So create boundaries for yourself. Do regular STI testing if you are active in sex. Condomize, we all know that. Even if you're celibate, guys, do STI testing.
No, I did this because she said we all know that. Not everyone knows about the condomize.
Okay, guys, condomize.
Especially bruise. Like, especially, guys, there's going to be a lot of men that are going to try to convince you to have sex out of condom.
Like, guys, it's not funny, guys. Like,
an imunati!
We are.
But it's wrong. Sorry. It's not seated yet.
And our audience is different.
No, but you must be safe, especially if it's not someone that you're not dating. Guys. Not someone that you.
I think even in dating and 1, 2, 3, like just condomize, guys. Get regular STI checks.
Yes.
Like, I feel like things like. I think we have this connotation and this strong idea. 1, 2, 3, HIV does not physically present itself on anybody. Yeah. The only one that shows signs, physical signs, is AIDS. Mm. HIV, like, guys, those people are so healthy, they're good. And it's nothing to stigmatize them about.
Yeah.
But a healthy health is wealth. A healthy life is important to every single body.
100%.
You can't go to the gym and eat well and then practice unsafe sex. Where is your health?
You worry as well. I feel like you worry too much about STDs, STIs. I'm worried about pregnancy. Like, guys.
Oh, yes. Pregnancy. The other one. The other one, guys.
Like,
unplanned pregnancy is the worst curse you can ever throw on anybody. Yes. Like, guys, pregnancy is
literally,
so bad. Like,
please be ready to have your children.
Nappies. Mm. And even, like, this thing of going and taking morning afters. This thing of going and doing abortions.
I know, like, girls that take, like, 6 morning afters in a month. And you know, you're only allowed to take, like, what, like 3? You know what I mean?
Guys, that's
I've met a girl that has taken like Puma like 4 or 5 in a month, because her and her partner, like, he just keeps what's the scientific way, or
ejaculating
in her.
That's crazy.
Even ejaculating sounded a bit rough.
That's also another thing we tackled in our previous episode. Why are we so shy of using scientific language for things?
I was going to say bust a nut in her, but like, yeah.
That's so bust a nut sounds better than ejaculating.
No, well, that's what I did not say.
Let's not even have this conversation. My bad. Like, guys, yeah, pregnancy, you don't want to like do abortions. Literally. You don't want morning afters, guys.
That shit's scary.
Health is wealth, guys. It messes, a lot of things like impact you. Not even in, you won't even see the impact until you see the impact. Someone will be like, no, I've been doing this thing and I'm fine. You're not fine until you start to see the signs of not being fine.
Yeah.
You know, so, and these things, guys, are not healthy, guys. I don't believe anything. Medicine is never for your best benefit, guys. It's such a weird thing. Like, for instance, vaccines and all those things, they don't do clinical trials on themselves. They do clinical trials on actual people. If something is good for you and it's for your best interest, why aren't they doing the clinical trials on themselves? So same thing with like these pills, guys. You know, like birth control was tested on black women before it was even on white women, and the tests were not pretty, guys.
Many things, there's many things safe. That come out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and protect your heart.
Yes,
protect your heart.
And there's no condom for the heart, man.
Yeah, so protect it.
If there was, this country might be more successful.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
So our game, would you rather, grown edition.
Okay.
Would you rather date someone who's been celibate for 5 years or someone who's super experienced but wants to wait now?
Super experienced but wants to wait. I feel like celibacy is a... When someone decides to be celibate, it's a huge decision that they're taking for themselves. And you now starting a relationship with someone that's celibate, you might affect the relationship they have with who?
Themselves. Yeah.
Whereas someone who's, you know, and then they say, you know what, let's just take our time with this thing. They know what they want, they know what they had, and they're already accessible to, you know, having sex. Whereas celibacy, I have to convince you to stop being celibate.
Yeah,
it's good for our relationship. It's what, it's this, that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about you? What's your answer?
I think because right now I'm celibate.
Yeah.
I would want that in a significant other as well. Yeah. Like, and guys, I don't know how long I'm celibate for. I don't want to come here and act like a saint. I'll say my goal.
I tried it once. I didn't
like, I'll say my goal is like until marriage and stuff like that. And
that's
then
how long I tried it for.
And it didn't work out.
Yeah.
So right now my goal's until marriage, but I don't really know the timeline of my celibacy. I'm just in the season right now where I feel like the Lord is working lust out of me. And
so you can be in a relationship where you guys don't have sex?
Yeah.
How?
That's why I'm not in a relationship. Because I don't know.
No, but that means you're in a relationship with yourself. That means you can have a relationship with yourself without sex.
Can
you be in a relationship with someone else and not have sex?
No. You see, I'm trying to explain that. Yeah. I don't think I can be in a relationship right now with somebody else without having sex. And that's why I'm not in a relationship.
I understand it now.
Yes.
I understand it.
That's what I was saying.
Okay.
Would you rather have a partner who's super affectionate but bad at communicating, or great at talking but emotionally reserved?
Emotionally reserved. These people are horrible people right now. Can you please repeat that one more time?
Okay. Somebody who's super affectionate but bad at communication.
No.
Or somebody who's great at communication but emotionally reserved.
I'll never choose anyone that's bad at communication. Like, I'll never, ever, 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 pick a person who doesn't know how to communicate.
Okay.
It's a waste of my time and their time. On God. They must go educate themselves how to communicate, speak, comprehend, and then come back and want to have a relationship. These are the people that must be celibate. These are the people that must be single. You must come
to this side. You're trying to recruit me.
This one must come this side. These people must go this side.
I'm telling you, you
can communicate. You're ready to have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What would you pick?
I'd pick somebody who's good at communicating.
Yeah.
I feel like being emotionally reserved can stem from a lot of things, but if they're good at communicating, then they communicated that.
Yeah.
And that's somebody who's willing to work on
it. Do you know how hard it is to help someone fix their communication problems when the problem is they can't communicate?
No, that is a difficult problem to solve because they can't communicate their problem. And therefore,
when you say what's wrong, they say, I don't know. Now we both don't know.
And then they get frustrated at you for not knowing.
and asking. Over and over again, you're asking the same you're thing, but you're just trying to communicate.
You're always asking me what's wrong. Why are you always bringing up problems?
Can't you just bring up the problems in the relationship?
Or somebody who's passive aggressive, because that also manifests from like lack of communication. Like now you're angry that nigga's not buying you flowers and you've never communicated that this is something you want. Okay.
Now you understand the never. I'll never do such a thing.
Okay. Would you rather have a what are we convo after 3 weeks or 3 months? 3 weeks.
I wouldn't lie. I'd rather say, I'd obviously say 3 months, but I think after 3 weeks, that's also quite reasonable.
It's a reasonable time like, to that's ask a the deep, conversation.
We've been shopping for three weeks.
Consistently. Good morning, good night. How are you? 3 whole weeks.
How are you? Did you eat? Did you not eat? Did you drink water?
Oh my God. At this point, I know your mother, I know your generational trauma.
I know stuff about
guys,
you now.
Guys, if you're talking to someone consistently for 3 weeks, it's valid to be like, what are we in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I'm 3 weeks.
Okay, I vote 3 weeks also. Yeah, I'm with you.
Would you rather your partner be awkward but honest about their past or smooth but mysterious?
I won't lie. Like, I'd rather someone that's honest. I feel like honesty, it allows a person to, like, build their own understanding of you. Whereas if you're mysterious, my understanding of you, again, would be built
based
on what
on I think you
what
are.
I think. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's very tied to the communication one. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Yeah. So I would rather be with the person that can speak.
I think me, before emotional maturity, would have preferred mysterious smooth.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think
real.
That's, like,
that's actually very true. Before maturity.
Yeah, before maturity, because I was like, oh, I want to pry it out of you. I want to find out. Like, nobody else knows you. Like, I know you. 1, 2, 3. Time, it's, I know the idea of you I created.
And then, trust me, if you don't know a man, he'll show you.
Oh, that's
you
real.
Don't know him.
That is so real. That is so real. Okay, guys, now we can get into our long-awaited topic. Before the bedroom, sex, identity, and purpose. Okay, who are you outside of your sexuality? The core of your identity?
The core of my identity is the roles that I play in my life. So I'm a brother, I'm a son, I'm a partner, I'm a student sometimes. So that's really where I take my identities, my roles, because that's where God is placing me right now. You know what I mean? He's placing me to serve the people around me and them also serve me. You know what I mean? So besides sexuality, besides, if you had to move all of that away, that's who I, what would you say?
I feel like who...
That's a difficult question, man.
Yeah, and it's a question that we should, I think, should be asked and had a lot nowadays, because we're in this season of like pride, this, that, and people make their sexuality their whole entire identity. Yes. Like, it's a part of who you are, but it is not all of who you are.
Yeah.
And that goes for people on the opposite side of the spectrum. Yeah. For instance, Christians, because we tend to discriminate against people because of their sexuality. Mm. You can't see beyond the person's sexuality, and there's more to that person than that, you know? So who am I outside of my sexuality? I am brilliant.
That's a nice word. You are brilliant.
Like, I really am.
You know, to do a deep dramatic like, pause after. Are brilliant.
No, guys, I feel like when I say those things, people feel like I'm tooting my own
no,
horn.
No, I believe you're
but
brilliant.
But I feel like I'm brilliant. I have a brilliant mind.
I think your mind is above all. Yeah,
like, I have a really brilliant mind. Yeah. I have a beautiful heart, I'd like to believe. I wouldn't say I'm a good person.
No, jigga.
Because only God is good.
Yeah.
But I feel like my heart is like, my heart posture is beautiful, you know, to a certain degree. I have a lot of things I need to
you know how
on.
Beautiful, like, whenever I speak to someone and they have the skill to speak well of themselves, I'm always just there, like, in awe, like, what? Did you hear what I said? The rules in my life. But that's a man's world, you know. A man's world is based on how well you do your roles.
Yeah.
That's your character.
Yeah.
If you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's like, when you spoke, you said, brother, 1, 2, 3,
I'm
one,
a son,
three.
I'm and a brother. Like, that's my role.
And I'm like, me.
I'm brilliant. Mandiaka. Lihati.
That's something that used to be reflected on.
Yeah, I definitely think so. But, like, it's like what I said earlier, like, men are always judged by the level of their performance. So that's why I think my identity is so tied into
to how
the
you
roles.
Perform in other roles
yes.
in your life.
It's crazy. But if I had to say what you said, I'm brilliant too.
Yes, you're brilliant, Lebu. You are funny. Why
Thank
didn't you,
you
mention that? You are
because that's
funny.
Common knowledge. It's like
no, but that's who you. It's common knowledge. I'm brilliant. I'd like to believe.
No, it is. Don't say I like to believe. No, 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 chief. Chip. That thing is common knowledge.
Yeah, guys. Okay. Yeah, well, I play. There's a $1 million mine right here. I could put a copyright, I would. But like, yeah, you should have mentioned those things. You're really funny. Yeah. You're a great conversationalist. Yes, like you make people feel welcome. Yeah. Like those are good things about you.
Thank you.
You see, so you should mention that. That's who you are outside of your identity. Thank you. Yeah,
brilliant.
I'm brilliant. And I feel like I am warm.
I really liked your answer. Yeah.
Thank you.
I feel like you got 4 marks.
Oh, thank you.
And I got like a please see me after this.
We need to unpack after this. This is just me asking.
Okay, cool.
How do you think the world would be so different if people were not obsessed with identity? Mainly sexual identity, like being a woman, being a man. If the world wasn't obsessed with that.
I think it'd be so gray, man. Like, it'd be such a gray world. You know, there's beauty in individualism. Like, everyone having a set identity, whatever they relate to or whatever. Like, I know for a fact, like, I'm very social. Yeah. I'm a very social being.
Yeah.
I love meeting you. There's people that I know that they hate meeting new people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that adds color. Now that we've got people that don't.
But then that has nothing to do with their sexual identity.
I guess if I had to say, if you remove sexual identity, like, let's remove sex from the world. If I had to remove sex.
What, the act of it?
Act of sex. Like, no one on
there's
earth.
There's a reason why God didn't make the world without it.
Let me tell you, we'd be at war. I'd be angry. Even now, I'm stressed. Because it's been a long. So I can imagine if I've never.
No, but like, how would you know?
That's the thing. How would I know?
There's another side to this.
I don't know. I'm trying to answer your question, but I just honestly don't know. I guess I just never really thought of a world where people don't consider their sexual identity. You know what I mean?
I feel like it would be like so different because I feel like sexual identity is one of the things that divide humanity in general.
Yes. Besides race
and all those things. Like, yeah, those things are like, and many things like faith and all those things, their root is sex. Like, the root of like how people implement them is based also on sexual identity,
Yes.
So I feel like the world without sexual identity, yes, even though there is a beauty in man, woman, 1, 2, 3, I feel like it would, I think it would be beautiful.
You really?
Yeah, I think it would still be beautiful because the person exists without their sexual identity.
Yeah.
Like, their personality exists without their sexual identity. They can be feminine without that sexual identity. They can be masculine. They can have different...
It's basically in J, people would just be them.
Yeah, people would just be them, you know? Yeah. And I feel like that's, like, how, like, God sees us, in a sense, you know? He sees the heart and the soul. And the heart and the soul, I don't think, has a vagina or a penis.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think about what you say in the last statement. And like, I don't think God sees us like that. He doesn't see us with our thing.
With the vagina and a penis?
I don't know. Like, everything, you know, I feel like, you know, we as humans, we're always trying to understand God's great wonders, such as like sex, race, you
that's
know.
That's true. And we don't
culture.
Understand why he did it in the
we
first
don't,
place.
We don't know why.
Because eels, we still don't know how eels reproduce.
Yes. I saw that TikTok about like eels are such a crazy concept.
Yeah, like they go to the Bermuda Triangle and come out with babies. They don't have reproductive organs, but they reproduce, you know? And like then if God could created the eels and they don't have reproductive organs, but they produce, then it means that he was intentional in making our reproductive organs, you know? Yeah. And yeah, God is such a... I think, you know, wait, that's a conversation for another day.
I want to ask you something. I want to see something. Okay. Are you on the side that believes, like, everyone's sexuality is, like, fluid? Or, like let's say, for example, it's like a scale, basically, right? So, like, I identify straight. I'm a straight male, right? But it's that thing of, like, I can still find men attractive. I can see Tabang and say, damn, Tabang, like, hey, Tabang, you've got a car, like, you're looking handsome.
Yeah,
know what I mean? That doesn't make me now, like, not straight. But that does, to a certain extent, make me fluid because I can see an attraction of another man. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or do you believe that some people just they just know what they want?
I know.
Everyone knows what they want.
I know I am sexually fluid myself.
Yeah.
I can see other women and be like, oh my God, I am so attracted to this woman. And not like as to say like she's beautiful, like I genuinely have an attraction for her, but I'm straight.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I can have like
what about girls? Girls be kissing a lot.
Like, I don't kiss girls, guys.
But you do know about it, right?
Yeah, but I do know.
I'm not putting you on the hot seat or anything like that.
I don't kiss girls. Like, it's the thing, I'm like, I'm so straight. I'm straight as a ruler,
yeah.
But I can see women and be attracted to them. And yeah. So because if that's what sexual fluidity,
whatever.
Fluidity is,
that was me in the previous episode.
I could see sexual fluidity existing. As to say whether it is right, whether it is wrong, that's a different conversation.
Yeah, that's a completely different conversation.
But I do feel like fluidity does exist. Whether it's right or wrong, this is a whole nother chat for a whole nother day. Okay, now I have a question. Why as a society, we don't believe in sex as a performance or a transaction? Like, it's a thing of, like, we've built a society where sex is performance or sex is transaction. You said that you determine your greatness as how well you perform in everything, you know? Mm. And women, we see, oh, this is so good.
You see, it's all connected.
It's so good.
That's what I do. That's what we do.
Because, this is so good. Shout out to Kaya, because she's the one who created this episode. Men see sex as performance. Women see sex as transaction.
Explain that to me more, the transaction side.
Okay, so for women,
been speaking about performance.
So for women, we, as you said, even the terminology we use, give, taken, one, two, three, like, it's very transactional. Mm. It feels like you love me, I have to pay you by giving you sex.
Yes.
You show me affection, I have to pay you by giving you sex.
Yeah.
You know, like, I remember there was, I had a date.
Really? That's how it feels?
That's how society has brought it down to be and has narrowed it down to be. Because even, like, I remember there was a guy who saw women as sex being transactional. Like, I was on a, I don't know whether to call it a date. I don't count it. Ew.
Did they say, can we go out?
No, yes.
Then it's a date. Yes, continue your story.
So
continue.
I was on a date with this guy, right? And we were talking and he paid for some of the things. He paid, it was a very expensive date. His choice. He paid for all these things, one, two, three. And then he made it seem like after the date, I owe him anything. And I was like, no, I don't owe you a kiss. I don't owe you a hug. I don't owe you sex.
Nothing.
I owe you nothing.
Nothing.
Like, really, it was a good experience. We spent time together. Yeah. You chose the location. You chose the date. Yeah. You asked me out. I owe you nothing. And then he was like on some, do you think men love buying flowers? Do you think men love dates? Do you think men, we don't love all those things. We do those things because you want those things. And for us, what we were is sex. So it's an exchange.
Very interesting. Can
you see transactional?
Very interesting perspective. I like, not like, but I understand what he was saying about, like, oh, all we do is try to get sex. And that's what I'm trying to tell you from, like, a young age, you know, you're seen as cool if you have sex. Let me start there. Let me start at the young age. Because I always try to bring things, because everything that is about us is based on how we grew up. But from a young age, the first bro kisses a girl. And tells everyone how kissing a girl is like.
And then everyone, like,
then everyone has a kiss. And then the first brew has sex. And everyone has sex. And then the first brew has maybe kisses two girls in one day. Then everybody kisses two girls. Then the next brew, he has sex with two girls in one day. And then that pattern continues. And again, it's a performance. It's this trophy methodology in the man's mind, ideologies, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
It's this trophy ideology in a man's mind of obtain sex. And some men never grow out of it, that they feel entitled to a woman's, like, time of sex, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. Right? When doing the bare minimum of them, because they used to, like I said, since they were 16, to getting the highest amount of trophies, bare minimum effort. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense. Like,
so, like, he has met women in the past who,
bare minimum.
Yeah, like, all it required was a date and then it was good
there
to go.
There you go.
And all required was, and I feel like maybe then he felt frustrated because, like, that was like the third time.
And where's the frustration coming from? Because he's lost the performance. There you go. And that's where I'm trying to unlock the male conscious to you.
Are
right
you
now.
Seeing it?
Like, Tabang, am I unlocking the male conscious? Or maybe I must look for the men in the.
Are you lying?
What must I do? But I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. That's literally how it's perceived. But then I understand the transaction thing, but that hurts for me to hear a little bit, because I always thought that women perceive sex to be like, well, men have sex with anyone that says yes. Women have sex with people that they choose.
Oh, so right? That's how you thought it was?
Yes,
so
yes.
So my thing is, it's like, you. Let me give you then how women it is for women. Like, yes. Let me unlock it for you, how it is for
women. Unlock it for me, yeah.
So it's like, okay, first our layer starts at virginity.
Sure.
Right? Trying to keep this thing.
Sure.
You know, because when they take it away from you, you lose value because our value is tied from that thing.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so that's where the first act of transaction comes from us.
Yeah.
You know, because now it's like, okay, this guy loves me, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and then he puts, because this is something he wants. This is a trophy he's trying to collect.
Yes.
And I'm trying to make my significant other happy, even though it's not something I'm trying to, like, it's not something I gain or lose. Yeah. Like, at this point, I feel like I lose more than gain in this act.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Because we have been taught you keep this thing. So if I'm giving it to you, I'm losing more than I'm gaining anything because I've given it to you without the proper, you didn't pay for it with the right price. Mm. You didn't pay for it with the price of marriage. Mm. Can you see transactional, you know? Mm. So then now when you do it then before marriage, it's a thing of like you then doing it from a place of, he's done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for me.
Yeah.
This is a trophy he's trying to collect.
Yeah.
And I don't want to disappoint this person who has done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for me. So let me give him this.
Oh.
And then that's how then our relationship with sex comes. Then that's why then you have men then who then get this notion of like, oh, this is transactional. I do 1, 2, 3 for you, and this is how you pay me. And then it's always a transaction. It's always a transaction. And then that's why then sex is put, there's a price put on women when it comes to sex, and it's something that you can buy from women because of this transactional culture we create from a young age.
Can I disagree with you a little bit now?
Okay,
I feel like women also in themselves undermine sex a lot. They undermine the value of sex. Because I know a lot of women, who would have sex with a bro but wouldn't cook for him. I need you to understand that in South Africa, a woman will have sex with a bro, but they won't cook for him.
Yeah, because cooking is like submissive.
It's a wife activity.
It's
but
a lot.
But your bum says it's not a wife activity.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Your bum is not a wife activity.
You clocked the
I'm just tea. Trying to. I'm just trying to show you that, like, women are also part of that.
No,
reason.
We are building this bad culture. And I was talking about. Watch our previous episode. On our previous episode, I was talking about how, like, women have been, like, sheltered so much about sex that the ones who choose to then be sexually liberal have to, they go along crossing a whole different line and they do a lot to kind of overcompensate from the fact that this was something that was not allowed.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a part of, like, effect, you know? And then that's why then it's like, to show that I'm sexually liberal, I'll make this thing mean nothing. But then I'll place value on every other thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a part of, like,
that's so crazy. Yo,
the sexual liberation culture
like that. Yeah.
that is being created now in our day and age. You see, so even now in our generation, we're still not having healthy conversations about sex. That's why we have Thought Digest. Subscribe, like, comment, share. Okay, now my next question. Eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Where is this? Question.
It's okay.
How sexuality can either serve your purpose or distract from it? Do you feel?
That's a big one, yeah. That's a big theme in men's life.
So, okay, explain.
Women are, let me say sex, let me not say woman.
Yeah.
Sex is a very big distraction in every man's life. Mm. It's like what I said from earlier ages, it becomes an addictive thing. It's like a drug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this whole performance of trying to get this trophy and then you obtain the trophy and then try to get another trophy that's silver and not gold and then bronze and then, yeah. And I definitely have doubts in life, in time, in university. Let me go simply as university where, like, sex distracted me from my goals. Mm. You feel me? It's like I said, especially when you can find someone where you guys are both equally enjoying and it's very nice.
Yes.
That relationship could literally take you away from your dreams, your goals and stuff. Because all you guys do is have sex and chill.
It's like a good time over here. Yeah, guys,
and the sex is very... Because sex is so dangerous because sex can be so fulfilling.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It can be very fulfilling. You can be like, everything's okay.
Yes,
you
know it really is. And...
Because of the hormone and stuff, oxytocin and stuff.
Yes. It is very fulfilling. And then that's how then it can also distract from you emotionally.
Yes.
You know, 100%. Now you are lonely.
Yes.
To avoid loneliness,
you have sex. Yes.
You're sad, you have sex.
Yes.
You have sex. So then...
Yeah. You celebrate, you have sex. Yeah.
So then, like, when you think about it, like in the areas in your life, like where you have been hypersexual, do you feel like you were running away from something?
Yeah, definitely, dude. Like I said, like I'm speaking from a male's perspective. I'll never understand the woman's perspective.
I'll never understand the male's perspective.
Yeah, from my experience on earth as well as me level, because a lot of men will be like, no, this guy's wild. But yeah, definitely was running away from something. And it's usually something so small. And I like to think it's self-love, that a lot of men aren't able to give themselves a lot of self-love. Mm-hmm. So they express self-love via the act of sex, because obviously men come a lot of the times first. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be real, guys. We're all adults here. Mm-hmm. Nah? So what happens is that they get their, gratification or self-value from sex. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I did a lot as well. You know what I mean? Like, whoever I was dating at the time, just have sex all the time. Because I didn't want to face the fact that like, oh, rah, I actually feel lonely as a human. Right now. As a thing, I'm not as close as my family as I should be. I'm not this. And you just distract yourself, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What about you?
Same, actually. You see, like...
You've been through those periods.
Yeah. Even now when I'm in this, like... I think, guys, this was, like, such a great conversation.
I might try the celibacy thing, yeah?
Yeah, shit.
Because your skin is glowing, girl. Thank you. Your skin is glowing. You're literally reflective. I nearly saw myself once.
Oh, my God.
I swear, I'm that cheek. This cheek here. I saw myself. I saw it. Someone has Vaseline. I saw I need Vaseline.
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, even in the season of like celibacy, I think it's so crazy that in one of the toughest seasons of my life, I'm also very...
Yeah.
I'm also celibate in these seasons. And I feel like having a significant other can distract from what you're going through. Yeah. Like, I feel like I spent so much time with, like, my ex from last year. I spent so much time with him, and I was always at his place. And I never wanted...
Thank you. You see? The good camera people here. Yeah? Continue.
I never wanted...
I always do this technique. You want to see, guys? I do this technique where, like...
Because
people sometimes mind. So a nice way to do it, you just do that, and then you just...
Take it and you Gucci.
Yeah, sorry, you continue, sorry.
So like, yeah, so in that season of my life where I was in a relationship, I feel like I spent so much time at his place. I wanted to always be around him.
Because sex makes tiring.
Yeah, because I was going through a lot and he was a great distraction and I kind of used him as that. And so since being single since then and being on this journey of celibacy and still going through that difficult season of my life, I find myself, that's what I'm saying, like I think I'm going through like a patch, you know, because it's like a thing of like, there are so many days and so many times I'm like, oh my God, I'm so angry. Oh my God, I'm so hurt. I'm so sad. Yo, a cuddle would pass right now. Yeah. A kiss would.
Because you're human.
When I say celibacy, I mean every avenue. I haven't been kissed in a year.
You haven't been kissed in a year?
Oh, shame.
No lamzas.
No lamza. No nothing. I am.
You are stronger than me. Wait till they'd have to post me in black and white. They'd have to post more laughs for a year. They'd have to post me in black and white. Everyone's WhatsApp thought he was gone too soon. I'm telling you,
I'm the poster child.
So wait, you haven't cuddled, you haven't kissed.
I haven't cuddled.
Have you held hands with someone? Like,
no. Whose hand am I gonna hold?
No, you don't got game like that. In my mind, like, you like have got game, like you are just dribbling these boys at rest, like they just all they knocking on your door trying to get your attention.
They are stumbling, I'm sure. Yes. No, when niggas see me, they gagged. No, y'all, I am 10 times more beautiful in person. No, I'm just, this is all jokes.
No, you are very beautiful.
This is all jokes, by the way. This is all jokes, by the way. But yeah, like, so in the season of like complete nothingness, like nothingness physically, it is like, it's shining a light on how like every time I want cuddles, every time I desire kisses, every time I desire sex is when I'm going through the most, so do I really want those things, or do I just want them to distract from what I'm going through? Because I'm, every other day of the week, I'm happy, guys. I love it, guys. The happiest I am is when I have money.
Me too.
Like, so
we spoke about this.
Yeah, we spoke about this. Yeah. So when I've been having seasons of sometimes I have money and it's nice. Like, I'm out with the girls. I'm on the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You dressed well.
And then when I'm broke, that's when I want cuddles. Really?
Yeah.
It's a sign.
But it's a sign. It's economic indicators all around.
It's a sign. Okay. So my thing is, so now where you are,
yeah,
do you think sex is a distraction for you? Or no. Do you think now you've gotten to a place where you're good?
Yeah, no, definitely no longer a distraction. I think that now it's more of like an act of love. I actually hate the word sex. When I have sex, I say we make love.
Ah.
I hate the word sex, Loki. Ah. I hate the word sex. I hate the word, some people say for fucking. I hate the word smashing. I hate hook up. I like to, if you're having sex, you're making love. Like, this is the act of making love, guys. Like, you need to understand, this thing can make a child. Like, I always think that. Like, even though that we're not making a child, this thing can
make a child.
That's how powerful.
Yeah.
I need you guys to
understand. We are in the act of baby making.
Yes. But we stop when the download is getting to 100. You stop at 99.
But do you think if we called it baby making, it would be like more of a deterrent? Because now every time you're doing it, you know you're making a baby. You're baby making.
I guess so. But like
baby making.
But like to
stop
just
baby making.
To just like emphasize what I'm trying to say is like, you know, like, it's definitely now more of an act of love. It's a way I express to a partner that, like, hey, I appreciate you, that I want you close, you know. And it's definitely...
See, but then that takes it back for it to being transactional.
Yeah, no, yeah, it can be transactional if it wants to be transactional. If it feels the way I feel it, then it can be transactional, it can be performance.
It can be, it can even be. Okay, now to close it off, we're going to speak from living from your values and not your urges.
Yeah, that's a difficult one for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Porn was a big thing in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to, like, watch porn, like, a lot. Like I said, I was a very lustful person.
Mm-hmm.
And that affected, you know, how I treated women. And, you know, we always make jokes and say, this stuff doesn't affect. It does. It does affect.
It really does.
It affected how I treated women and stuff. And I live with a lot of guilt now in my later life for how I treated a certain amount of women in my life. I wasn't always nice. I wasn't always a good guy. Some women I ghosted. I'm not gonna lie to you, audience. Mm-hmm. I was not always the good boyfriend. But now that I've time has passed and you mature, the values that you live by as a man determine the type of man you're going to become. Like, always, you know what I mean? And I now know there's a lot of value in sex, that it can hurt and empower someone.
So does sex right now align with who you are?
100%.
Does partaking in sex align with who you are? 100%.
What about you? Because obviously now it does not partake. It does not align.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, guys. It's a thing of like, right now,
yeah,
I am sitting in desire.
Yeah.
You know, but I need to ask myself, like,
I can be sitting in desire. I just want to sit in faith.
You want to sit in other things. No, like right now in this season where like, I'm fighting this thing with me and stuff like that. It's like, part and parcel of like, besides the God's interjection is also asking myself, does it align with who I am?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I'm a person who is sexually liberal in terms of like the act of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's not who I am. I'm not the person who wants to sleep with 10,000 men and like 1, 2, 3. Like, sex for me is not just fun. I won't lie. That's not how I was hardwired. So yeah, so it really, right now, if I were to partake in it, it would not align with who I am.
Yeah.
Because then I'd be doing it for the reasons that don't align with my values. My values say that, hey, this is not a for fun thing. This is a spiritual thing. Yeah. This is an emotional thing, you know?
Definitely.
And in this journey I am of life, I don't want to regret any decisions anymore.
Like bule.
Like, no, I do have many regrets, you know, but I don't want to add to the pile of regrets, you know, like
I'm done.
I'm now at a place where now I'm very conscious of what I'm doing and how I'm acting. Mm. So let me move like that. Because like then I think the impact, guys, imagine.
It's long lasting.
Imagine, guys, imagine having long lasting. Okay. When you have sex, do you still feel whole in the morning?
Yeah, and again, like, for every man, it depends on the partner of who you're having sex with and the type of man that's having sex. Is it a man that's not? But for me personally, I always feel whole. I always feel whole. I always feel like myself. I have no regrets. Not even drag regrets. I have no regrets.
You're just whole.
I'm whole.
See, for me, the opposite.
Yeah.
Why? You know, like,
why?
I think maybe it's because it's like it's not the right one.
Yeah, like I also sometimes like, hear women speak about like sex and like they'll speak about it in such like an unenthusiastic light and I'm like, oh, right, no one has ever shown you like how beautiful this thing can be. You know what I mean?
Maybe, because I feel like I haven't, it hasn't gotten to like, this is the right one.
Have you ever had sex and you're like, wow, like I'm so in love with this person. I might even like
have
their babies tomorrow.
Yes, okay, I have. Okay. I know that.
Okay.
I know that. And maybe in that season, I didn't feel regret in the morning.
Yeah.
Maybe it's also trauma from that season.
Yeah.
That now I personally I'm angry, right?
I get it.
You know, right now I don't think I'll feel whole in the morning, guys, because I'd really have been passing time. I would have really been passing time.
Yeah.
And then once that time is passed, I'm like, oh.
You know, that's why I get so scared about your statements about, hey, saving myself for marriage. You know, sex is, you must understand, sex is like dating. There's compatibility also. Mm,
yes.
So now you're going to say, I do.
And then you're not sexually compatible.
What will you do?
But then, like, there's a lot of things that you're not compatible with your partner. Why 100%. Are those things the things that are able to be worked on, but sex is not one of them?
But you see, and I think maybe that, like, goes to show how much I put a weight on sex in a relationship.
Ah.
I think we have different
weightings of it.
Yeah, because I can hear from your voice. I was like, oh, the way she's denying herself.
The good.
You know what I mean? She wants it.
Yeah, no, guys. I think it's... Hey, that's it. I'm just kidding. It's just jokes. Guys, I am...
I'm sorry, that's so unprofessional of me. Sorry. Yeah, continue. Sorry.
I'm
back to being mature. This is the most immature we've been the whole podcast.
Really?
We're allowed to also be immature. We're also young in our 20s. So
real.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I do feel like I wouldn't feel whole in the morning because the reason, guys, it's not because of sex itself.
Yeah.
You know, and not the out of in and out of marriage thing. I think my journey with God is not there yet where like I'm not overly zealous yet.
Yeah.
Still walking. For me it's just a fact of like the why I would have been doing it would leave me unfulfilled.
Yeah.
Okay. And then last thing, this is something that I want our audience to reflect on, and this is how we're gonna end it off.
Okay.
So I want them to reflect on what are your non-negotiables when it comes to intimacy, even when no one else is holding you to them. Mm. Yeah? So you guys need to ask yourself what your non-negotiables are. For our younger audience, this is just a disclaimer. For a younger audience, this is a disclaimer. No one is being encouraged to partake in sex in these conversations. They are there to enlighten you and give you so many other facets of it that you can think about besides the physical before anything goes and happens. And I'm talking about young audience, even people in your 20s. You know, I'm talking about people who are in already maybe having sex and now these are the questions you should be asking yourself. Like, am I emotionally mature for this? Like, am I physically ready for this? Am I mentally ready for this? Am I keeping safe? Like, am I protecting my heart? Am I protecting, do my values align with what I'm doing? You know, you need to ask yourself those questions. You know, we all have a different set of values, you know? So you need to ask, when I look at myself, do I look at myself and still love myself even after doing this? You know, that's what these conversations are about.
Yeah, I just want to say to maybe, you know, I know your demographic, but if boys are listening.
They do listen.
They do. Okay, for the young men listening, there's one thing that we didn't speak about the whole podcast that I feel like is something that is very important in this consent.
Mm-hmm.
Consent in sex by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you even want to be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Her consent. Mm-hmm. And also just understanding that, like, sex is a two-man sport. It's not only your pleasure. And yeah, that's
yeah, guys. If
I wish someone told me that at 12, like
if you have to convince someone to do something with you, then are they really being consensual?
Yeah. So like, everything is consent? Like, there's always a time, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
like if you have to like put pressure on somebody, if you have to like say no, but this is something I want us to do, 1, 2, 3. If those conversations are happening and the other person is reluctant, then the sex is probably not consensual.
Yeah.
You know? And if you are a man or female in the other end of somebody trying to convince you to do something, you need to ask yourself, outside of this person, is this something I would do? Because at the end of the day, we are people outside of those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. It's a bit longer than usual. I had a great time. Thank you so much.
I loved it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Guys, in the comments, my last thing to say, please tell them how beautiful she is, guys. Oh, that's the last thing I have to say.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Bye. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Oh, buy your tickets for the live show, y'all.
17th July, Rosebank. Sorry, I'm pre-programmed to say the shop shop.
17th July, Rosebank. Tickets are only $159.90, and there's only 30 tickets left, so run.
Yeah.
Don't walk.
This video dropping next week, yeah?
Yeah,
so by then, probably like five tickets left.
Yeah, so run and get your ticket, because otherwise you're not going to get another opportunity. And we don't know if we're going to do another one in Joburg. Maybe we'll be in Durban.
Bloom. I'm hoping for Bloom.
Namibia.
I'm praying for Bloom.
Why do you want to go to Botswana?
I've always wanted to go to Bloom.
Limpopo. Why do you want to go to Bloom?
I just want to Bloom.
Okay. So if you guys come to the live show, we'll Bloom in Bloom. Bye.